It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
We're getting an update on the nation's employment situation today. And if that unemployment rate is at 4% as forecast, it would be the lowest jobless rate in more than 17 years. The Federal Reserve thinks the rate will be lower than that, maybe 3.8% by the end of the year. Missouri lawmakers say they have the signatures necessary to call a special session to consider impeaching the state's governor. The lawmakers of Missouri will not take a break between the end of the regular session and the start of that special session, both of which are set for May 18th. Taxpayers, of course, will foot the bill for the extra days in session. From This Week in Agribusiness, it'll likely be the smallest wheat crop in Kansas, what is typically the number one wheat-growing state in America, in 29 years. It would be a wheat crop 90 million bushels smaller than a year ago. That was the projection released last night after the three-day Kansas wheat quality tour. The tour participants said the crop is as much as 3 weeks behind in development, and it's short, which will make it harder to harvest. It was a brazen break-in and theft at Warren, Michigan, before dawn yesterday morning, as a dozen thieves pulled up to the plant north of Detroit, where Fiat Chrysler makes its Ram pickup trucks. They were in the back of a pickup, an old Ram. They hopped out, cut a hole in the fence, and stole 10 brand new ones, fresh off the assembly line. The auto theft expert told the Detroit Free Press it isn't certain whether the crooks wanted the Rams as is or whether they were after the pieces of the vehicles. He noted that several parts of the Ram are in high demand now. The Ram is the third highest selling vehicle of the country behind the Ford F-Series pickup and Chevy's Silverado pickup. The Pegasus Parade, the longest-running feature of Louisville's Kentucky Derby Festival, came off without a hitch yesterday, despite a threat of rain. The theme of this year's parade was Throwback Thursday, so there were plenty of classic cars there. In that parade, they welcomed former coaches Denny Crum and Joe B. Hall as the co-grand marshals. It drew a large crowd, even with overcast skies. All of this is part of the run-up to the Derby tomorrow afternoon. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a great weekend.